The Department of Agriculture continues its work to implement provisions of the 2018 Farm Bill. The National Cotton Council had the opportunity to participate in this process, and we caught up with Reese Langley, our Vice President of Washington Operations, to get an update on the input the council provided.
USDA is continuing their work to implement provisions of the 2018 Farm Bill. A number of those provisions will update and improve on the safety net and related programs that are in the Farm Bill that cotton producers and other segments of the cotton industry rely on. As part of that implementation process, the National Cotton Council has had the opportunity to provide both verbal and written comments to USDA officials about key programs and key issues that need to be focused on as part of that implementation work. The first opportunity was with the Farm Service Agency and Risk Management Agency, and it related to the commodity programs and crop insurance programs such as stacks and some of the interaction between those programs under the new Farm Bill. And then more recently, USDA held a session that was focused on the trade title of the Farm Bill and the market promotion programs. And at that time, again, the Cotton Council had an opportunity to provide input and highlighted the importance of those market promotion programs to the work that Cotton Council International does around the world in promoting U.S. cotton and growing our export market. So it's going to be important as this implementation work continues by USDA that these programs are up and running in a timely fashion and available to cotton producers and others within the industry.
And for producers who might have acres eligible for the Conservation Stewardship Program, or CSP.
Late last week, USDA announced the first sign-up under the new Farm Bill for the Conservation Stewardship Program, or CSP, within the conservation title. It's a relatively short sign-up timeline. The deadline will be May the 9th, and this will be for new enrollments in the CSP program. So producers are encouraged to evaluate that and determine if they have acreage that would be eligible and move forward with that sign-up process as soon as possible.